'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks, and we're starting our third hour here of the program. This is a long show. Paul and George, if you need to check out, let me know. I don't mean to keep you past your available time. Okay,
James, I think Paul has checked out.
But Paul has checked out, so it's George and Kelso now. And we were talking. Let's see, when the break came up, let's see. I think it was I was having a challenge call here. I think Mark in Florida. So Mark, correct me if I got your question wrong. You're saying, how do I take pleasure in Hillary stumbling off the curb in New York City today, or Gary Johnson falling on his face, having an outburst on radio last week? Was that your question?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why I take great pleasure in both events. Because the future of your nation and mine is at stake. And if these people, the more they can embarrass themselves, the more sick Hillary Clinton looks and shows herself to be, the more stupid Gary Johnson, the more he freaks out on TV. It's very, very important for your future, Mark, and mine, and all of our kids, that Hillary Clinton not get into the White House. Just as did you hear Mike Pence say that on this show just a few minutes ago?
Yes.
Hillary Clinton will destroy. She will destroy our country. Now, I guess you disagree.
Well, I understand that, and it makes sense the way you explain it like that. And I can comprehend it better. It just hurts to see you cheering on people that are. I hope whatever Hillary has, you never get, and it never happens to you because it wouldn't be very funny.
Okay, Mark, I'm misunderstanding you, and I apologize. Well, what you're exhibiting or what you're displaying, Mark, is the kind and considerate nature of white folks. You're concerned about the other guy. You don't want even your enemy to have misfortune.
No. What I'm saying is, if you had what the disease Hillary has, you wouldn't want people laughing at you when you're falling down or losing your breath.
Well, Mark, you just said what I just said. Okay.
You're claiming that like I have some kind of whiteness, sadness, some kind of thing. I don't know what you're conjuring up.
I'm not conjuring up anything, Mark. Mark, you care. It's a very well documented genetic trait of white people. Okay, that's many.
Keep that to yourself. Keep that to yourself. Don't impose that on me, please.
I'll exclude you. I'm not talking about you. Okay, I'm talking about every other white person on earth except you. Okay.
Just so I can get you to listen,
okay? So I'm not talking about you. You don't need to squirm and object, which, by the way, is another white trait that you don't want to and it's an admirable trait. It's something that's wonderful. You know, Mark, it's one of the reasons that every other race on earth wants to live with us. We're the only people in the world that have an inrush, a constant flood, a tidal wave of every other race on earth wants to live where? In China? No. In Nigeria? No. In India? No. In Brazil? No. Where do they all want to live? They want to live in America, Canada, Australia, England, France, Germany, Sweden, in some white country. Why? You know,
because they don't want to live with a dictator. It doesn't matter if they're white or not. They don't want a dictator. They don't want liars and thieves. That's what I'm concerned about Trump.
Okay, but Mark, it's not just because they don't want to live with a dictator. It's because they want to live. They look at our world They look at the way we treat each other, at the life, the civilization of white people, and they go, you know what? That's a heck of a lot better than where I am now in India or Nigeria or Brazil. That's a heck of a lot better. I want to get out of here and get over there. Okay, now here's the problem that we have as white folks. Because of our considerate nature, which is a biological trait, it's a genetic trait. It's very well documented by psychologists, by folks like Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, who is an evolutionary psychologist, very well documented that we are by nature very friendly, very welcoming, very understanding, very generous. It's our nature. Now, this is not true of other peoples. Other people, if you try to move yourself and your family into China or Nigeria or India, you will not be welcomed. There will not be a committee of the Lutheran Church there to welcome you. There will not be a refugee center. They will not have food and shelter available for you. They will not have a party for you. The church is there, or the whatever, will not give have a celebration for you. You will be shot or beaten or driven out of that country. They're different. They don't have this trait that we have. And it was a survival trait when we were alone as Europeans in Europe and we lived, you know, in our own continent. This was a survival trait amongst ourselves. In a world where everybody else can get on a plane, a train, a boat, and they can move across an open border, that's what Trump's here to stop. When people are mobile, then this trait of being so welcoming is now our curse. Let me tell you, you ought to see how in Minneapolis, the Lutherans in Minneapolis welcome the Somalians. It's mind-boggling. But there are 10% of the students, 10% of the students in Minneapolis. Minneapolis is the whitest large American city in America, was, okay? 10% of the students in Minneapolis schools are Somalians. 10%, and this is just from one African country. 10% of the students are Somalians. Did you ever see the movie Black Hawk Down about Mogadishu? That's how gullible we are. How much we can suck.
I have a question: Why are the Somalians here in the first place? What is the conditions? What are the reasons? Why are they here? Because are they here because we are bombing their land, and then we create a situation where we turn them into refugees, and then say, "Oh, they got to come here to be safe because we're dropping bombs on their houses." Okay. If we didn't drop bombs on their houses, they could stay in Somalia, I think.
Wait, Mark, I'll tell you what. Okay, I'd love to answer that question, Mark. The only military engagement America has ever had with Somalia is when American special forces and American troops and airmen sacrificed. Did you see? Well, let me ask you this question. Did you see the movie Black Hawk Down?
I may have, but I don't.
That's a movie in which you see American special forces in helicopters being gunned down with RPGs by Somalians in the streets of Mogadishu, and then dragged to their death. And
They shouldn't have been in Somalia. But that's beside the point.
Do you know, Mark?
The reason I like Trump.
Mark, do you know why they were in Somalia?
Because we're trespassers killing people all over the world, James. That's what we do.
I've got the answer. That's a rhetorical question. I know why our very, very valiant troops were in Somalia. And I'm going to tell you, you missed some history here because you've been reading too much of whatever newspaper you're reading. They were in Mogadishu because America, the Somalians, which are a totally, totally failed country, absolutely considered the most ungovernable, out of control, uncivilized country in the world. The Somalians, because they were not able to raise food and not able to conduct a civil society, were starving. They were hungry. Okay, your tax dollars went to pay for hundreds of millions of dollars in food that was sent to Somalia by generous white Americans, raised by American farmers in Minnesota. Okay, that was sent in everywhere else. Shipped to Mogadishu, the port there of Mogadishu. Okay, now, when it got there, what happened? The criminal Somalian overlords immediately moved in with jeeps with machine guns on them, confiscated the food that was meant for their people, machine gunning their own people. to confiscate and to get control of this food shipped by us. And we just, you know, offloaded it off of freighters in Mogadishu. And so the Somalians were not getting the food that we were sending them. America's troops were sent to Mogadishu, Mark, to protect that food and at the cost of their own lives to get see that it was distributed to the Somalian people and to try to beat back and fight down these thugs who were in control of Somalia. I'm going to read you a story about one of those thugs in another African country in a moment, who ate his opponents in Equatorial Guinea. But this is what was happening in Somalia. So watch that movie, Black Hawk Down. You'll see why America's best were there in Mogadishu. And they were at the cost of their lives trying to save and protect Somali children, Somali families from their own people. We were not bombing anybody, Mark. We were
I'd like to disclose the reason why I'm for Trump. Notwithstanding all the propaganda of war, which is all lies, I don't believe a bit of it. But okay. I like Trump. The reason I like Trump is because he has built things, and he has had to deal with plumbers. My grandfather had the number 2 plumber's license in Franklin County, Ohio, and he didn't want to get it, but he had to get it to have permission to work because you couldn't be a plumber without working under a licensed plumber. So he got the number 2 license, and he hated it. And I'm just hoping that Trump, doing all the building and all the buy-offs and payoffs, I think he's so sick of paying off lying, cheating, stealing politicians to build a house that he's had enough. And that's what I'm hoping he gets rid of. I do not want to e-verify and prove to Uncle Sam that I have permission to have a job. That's so slavery-ish. It's disgusting that I have to prove to the government that I'm allowed to work. It's sickening. And that's what I hope Trump gets rid of.
Well, Mark, I thank you for that. And let me say, Kelso got out of control. I flew off the handle. I'm sorry for getting angry at you, Mark, because I you didn't deserve that. You're a good man. You're voting for Trump. You have a very good reason for voting for him. I apologize for landing on you just because you didn't see the movie Black Hawk Down.
Well, I don't mind that. But I think all the war is just propaganda. But Trump is a man that's had to pay off so many scum-sucking government employees just to put in a water pipe or put in insulation. I think he's just so sick of it. I think he hates the idea that the guy that bought the Twin Towers made a $10 billion profit on the destruction of them.
Yes.
And I think he's worked so hard because he knows what a plumber has to do, an electrician has to do, and every engineer has to do, and he's done it.
Mark, thank you for that. Mark, thank you for that transition there to the next thing I want to talk about, because this is 9/11, and so we're going to talk about those towers, and we're going to talk about September 11th, 2001.
Hey, James, can I shake hands with Mark for a second? And he invoked Larry Silverstein.
Yes.
I'm so impressed with that. And he's right. You know, you've seen Donald Trump very uncomfortable when people asked him, tell me about Larry. He says, well, Larry's a friend of mine. And we all know that Trump knows the story behind this, and he knows that Larry had foreknowledge of the whole thing. He collected billions of dollars of insurance money when his, you know, place went down. He just very conveniently knew when not to be there so he wouldn't be one of the casualties. So callers all over it. Yes, that man made a whole bazillions of dollars, and we haven't heard a thing in 15 years. Not one single of the thousands of people who cheated and made 911 happy have had a word to say. So thank you, caller, for invoking Larry Silverstein. And maybe one day in the Trump world, we'll get to hear from Larry himself and tell us what the real story is.
Well, thank you for taking my call, James. I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay, Mark, please, I want to double, like Donald Trump, I want to double down on that apology to you. I really flew off the handle.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not offended. That's okay.
All right. Well, I hope you'll call again. I can fly off the handle. I do get hot under the collar. Thanks a lot.
Enjoy.
Now, we've got Mitzi in Florida. Mitzi, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, James?
Yes, perfectly.
Hey, Mitzi, okay. We can hear you wonderfully.
Okay. The reason I called in for a couple of things, I wanted to tell you that I read up in Fox News that Hillary Clinton says she regrets calling Trump's supporters deplorable.
No, she didn't say that. She didn't say that. She said, I regret using the word half.
Yes, but then she said, she went on to say, you know, that she shouldn't have done it. That's never a good idea, you know, to say people are racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. But then she said in her apology, I regret saying half. That was wrong. But let's be clear, what really deplorable is that Donald Trump hired a major advocate for the so-called alternative right movement to run his campaign, and that David Duke and other white supremacists see him as a champion of their values. Her comments have dominated this weekend's news cycle and are being compared to those of 2012 GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney and so forth. But she did have to apologize, and it is really hurting her. She doesn't realize, too, you know, white people, we're not racist. But when your best friend's visitor gets knocked down in front of the Masonic Lodge at Saturday at noon by two black thugs, and they mug her and take her purse, and they knock you down, that, you know, that's what gets the attention of people who have someone advocating for white people. You know, next, I think in October, Jacksonville's having their annual Black Expo. You know, if anyone would have a white expo, oh, my goodness. Oh, white expo? I mean, you know, I watch The Enemy all the time. I watch, you know, people who are pleading for the black cause, and some of it I really understand their problems. But they want to preserve their culture, their heritage, but we're not allowed to preserve ours. I also wanted to comment about the Somalians. This is what I hope that Trump really addresses, besides the closing the border, besides, you know, making people, not allowing people to extend their visas. We have to put a closed HUD and stop the billion-dollar refugee resettlement industry. It's an industry where nonprofits such as Lutheran Services and Catholic Charities and government grants, nonprofits, get billions of dollars to resettle these people who really can't fit into our culture. And this is exactly what's happening in Germany with all their influx. These people that come from these countries and these people are Muslims, they won't even let their hospitals are going to pieces in Germany because the white nurses and doctors are abused by these black Muslim patients who won't let the white female health professional take care of them. We can't afford to have all these people coming into the country. We can't. It's bankrupting us. Even African Americans are getting, you know, having to compete with them for the Section 8 housing and the Medicaid and the food stamps. But, you know, it's a refugee resettlement industry. And it's so secretive and it's so out of control that this is what people don't understand. I mean, everybody's a darn refugee. I mean, it's our government. We go out and blow people up and we make them into refugees, you know. But I just wanted to say that couple of things. And I love your show. It's great. Thank you.
Well, we love you, Mitzi. Thank you very much. Now, George, here we are on September 11th. Let's talk a little bit about 9/11. Boy, I have a lot to say about that. And the George, you mentioned Larry Silverstein. Here's a little bit of that history there, folks. Larry Silverstein, in January 2001, Larry Silverstein, he made a $3.2 million bid. I'm going to tell you what that was for right after this break.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
Back, folks.
Those poor boys
and we're going to be talking in the next half hour, maybe primarily about 9/11. And many of you in the audience may already be very much up on what we're about to talk about, George and I, but some of you may not be. Some of this may be new for some of you. It's really important. It's been 15 years, and maybe you missed it as a whole movement grew up around 9/11 truth. I'll refer you to a website. I think my favorite website on the subject is ae911truth.org. And AE kind of sounds complicated until you get more familiar with it, but ae911truth.org stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. It was created by a man I've met twice, once in Manhattan and once at the Presbyterian Church in Riverside, California. Were we in Riverside? No, it's downtown. It's in L.A. The Riverside, the L.A. Presbyterian Church. I met Richard Gage there. Incredibly courageous architect who created this website and organization, which now has 2,628 degreed and licensed architects and engineers who have signed Richard Gage's petition And this petition will land on Donald Trump's desk, you can be sure, probably delivered by Richard Gage himself. And it's a demand that the 9/11 investigation be reopened and that the whole thing be conducted from top to bottom, including using the evidence that all of these 2,628 degreed and licensed architects and engineers have to offer, that 9/11 was an inside job. What does that mean? That means that the towers were not brought down by two jets. And how many towers came down? All of them. Everything was destroyed, including, and we're going to talk about World Trade Center 7, building number 7. We're going to talk about that a little bit here in a minute. I'm going to talk about it. They fell down on 9/11, and the story is the two jets that hit the towers caused all these buildings to collapse. These 2,628 degreed and licensed architects and engineers, these are pros, people. They ain't buying that baloney. They build such buildings. They know that those buildings could not have fallen down the way they fell from the impact of just two jets. And most interestingly, at 5:21 p.m. on 9/11, about 5 hours after the collapse of World Trade Centers 1 and 2, those two super tall towers, the 47-story huge World Trade Center number 7, which had not been hit by anything, not been damaged by anything, just
it wasn't hit by nothing.
Hit by nothing, folks, as Willie Nelson, I think it was Willie Nelson, said. I saw a building that wasn't hit by nothing fall down. Fell down in its own footprint. If you've ever watched a controlled demolition, you have. You've seen them on TV where they destroy some building in your city there, and the demolition crew comes in. They plant charges, hundreds of charges all over the place at key columns and so on. They detonate them all either simultaneously or in a very quick sequence. And they perfectly collapse the building right into its own footprint. A little bit of dust, a little bit of smoke, but everything just drops right into its own basement. Well, that's what World Trade Center 7 did. Didn't fall to one side or the other, didn't partially collapse over here and then a little collapse over there. No, it just went foomp. And at what speed did it collapse? Free fall speed. The only way a building can fall at free fall speed is to have all of its support destroyed at the same time. So there's nothing holding the building up, nothing to slow it down. And everything drops at the same speed that if you dropped you drop a ball off the Leaning Tower of Pisa, it falls at free fall speed to the ground. Well, Larry Silverstein was the owner of World Trade Center 7. Talk a little bit about him and what happened on 9/11 right after this. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
And talking about 9/11 on 9/11, George in Maryland is with me. We're talking about World Trade Center 7. Now the subject is so extensive and huge, it's there's no time here to go into the whole thing. So I'm going to cherry pick and go right to the real tell, the part of the 9/11 story that is the most revealing. And that's world. And so I'm going to be talking about building number 7. We're not talking about the tall 110-story buildings 1 and 2, if I remember right. Boy, it's been 15 years, which collapsed and were hit by jets. You saw that on TV. Next to them, right next to World Trade Center 2, I believe, I've stood there. It's on Vesey Street in New York, where I was born. Was World Trade Center number 7, a 47-story, 1.9 million square foot building, a huge building. If you stand on Vesey Street now, they're a replacement. World Trade Center 7 building is right there, very similar in design, a trapezoidal-shaped building that's 52 stories tall, a little bit taller, but smaller in overall size, smaller footprint, 1.7 million square feet. If you stand right next to the glass and steel of the replacement building, just look inside the glass there and look at the steel beams, some of which are visible. You can see them. And imagine this whole thing just collapsing, just like a house of cards at free fall speed. It's impossible, folks. It's unimaginable. It's never happened before in history to any steel frame building. Never. I'm going to read you a little Wikipedia entry on that in just a moment. It's never happened before. You realize, and Donald Trump knows this, he builds these buildings. He builds buildings bigger than 47 stories. He knows how the Trump Tower in Chicago, for example, and his Trump Tower in Manhattan. These are bigger buildings. He knows how strong they have to be. They have to be built to withstand hurricanes, earthquakes, fires that would consume the whole building. They're designed so that if a fire happened that burned every single floor of one of these buildings, every single floor, they're designed this way. If every piece of furniture, every curtain, every carpet, everything in that building, every piece of paper burns, that when the fire, the smoke blows away, that steel frame building will be standing there, now get this, undamaged. Now, I don't mean the furniture will be burned, of course. The paint will all be shot. The carpet will all be melted. But the steel frame building will be undamaged, meaning you can go back in, put the carpet and all the furniture back in, or paint it, fumigate it, and the city engineers will certify it as a safe building. It's undamaged. A fire can't damage such a building. You as the public have been told to believe by the 9/11 Commission hogwash that World Trade Center 7 fell down because there were a couple little fires that broke out from flying debris that broke through some of the glass and lit some papers on fire in some offices. This is pure hogwash. This building fell down at 521, free fall speed. Nobody's ever explained it. Now, the 9/11 is an inside job, folks, like myself, like George, like other people in our movement. We don't know exactly why the building fell down. We do know that we have not been told the truth. One obvious way that it fell down was that there were charges planted in the building, and it was a controlled demolition. Now, where does Larry Silverstein come into this? He owned the building. He also had the lease, which he had secured only like 8 months earlier. He had the lease on buildings, the rest of the World Trade Center, which he had secured for $3 billion. But he only put up $14 million of Larry Silverstein money. So for $14 million, he had the lease, a long, long-term lease, on the whole World Trade Center, and he owned World Trade Center 7. The insurance collection he made on that, I've forgotten the exact number, but it's up in the like $4 or $5 billion range that was paid to Larry Silverstein for his damages in World Trade Center 7. And he had, by the way, just bought those insurance policies before 9/11 happened. Some of the tenants in World Trade Center 7, 1.2 million square feet of the building was occupied by Salomon Brothers, but other tenants were the CIA on the 25th floor, the IRS on the 25th floor, and the Secret Service were some of his tenants. So here's what I recommend that you do, if I can accomplish something in this show. Go to ae911truth.org, bookmark that website among your favorites, and just start reading. There's a lot of reading to do. But we have not gotten the truth on 9/11. How does this connect to Donald Trump and to the American Freedom Party? Well, Donald Trump is very likely to reopen the 9/11 investigation. And as you say, George, you know, he was in Manhattan on 9/11. He had a lot of buildings in Manhattan. Well, actually, he wasn't in Manhattan. As the 9/11 attacks were occurring, Donald Trump was sitting in his architect's office in Chicago designing the Trump Tower in Chicago. And at that moment, the Trump Tower was designed, at that moment, on that morning of 9/11/2001, to be the tallest building on Earth. And that day, right there, watching those towers fall, Donald Trump told the architect, cut it down. Cut it down. He did not want to have...
You're on. Hey, James.
He took 20 stories.
Time, I have a comment or two to make on 9/11, but I'll let you finish your thought.
No. Go ahead. Just to round out that thought, Trump told the architect, cut it down. I think he shaved like 20 stories off the building. The Trump Tower that resulted is still the most magnificent building in Chicago, far more beautiful than the old Sears, what used to be called the Sears Tower, which is taller. But the Trump Tower is magnificent, right on the river there in Chicago, and one of the most magnificent buildings in the world. So Trump knows about all of this. He knows everything about these buildings, almost better maybe than any other person in the world. So he knows far better than Kelso or George or anybody, these buildings that I build don't fall down because you have an office fire. Some cabinets of papers are burning and my whole building falls down. Folks, Trump knows that's a lie. As president, he has the power to reopen the whole thing and bring the truth out. And folks, the truth may be so explosive that it may bring, it may, oh my gosh. For example, if Mossad is involved in this, ooh, ouch. If Mossad brought those buildings down, look out. But whoever did it, boy, they're toast. George, go ahead.
All right, Jamie, you kind of touched on it a little bit. Let me go backwards with three. First of all, it would be so fabulous if architects and engineers for 911 Truth would get themselves a show on RBN. So, AE911, we want you. I don't know how this would happen, but we could talk about this every day until we're all dead. It is the most important event that's happened in our lives, including Vietnam and even World War II. 911 did not happen the way it happened. So architects and engineers, they have their group. I don't know if they're on the internet live, but I would love to see them, you know, have at least a weekly show on our network, and that's all we would talk about. And if we had that, we would have thousands of callers. One more thing, Mr. Bolin is another place you need to read his book. It's 264 pages on the internet called Solving 911, The Deception That Changed the World. He goes into great detail. He accuses the Mossad and the Shin Bet and lots and lots of folks from the tribe and others. And, you know, if what he said was true, you would, you know, the entire political order of the world would change. It would be over. And finally, veteranstoday.com. If you please look at that website, look at their 911 investigation. There's a very wonderful discussion of just what type of explosive was used. What type of explosive? The Bolin hypothesis in AE911 generally thinks that the explosive used was thermites of some kind built into the paint of the structure. Veterans Today has a little more sanguine view of the world. They said, no, we believe that nuclear bombs were carefully planted in the sub-basements of the building, right next to the giant fluorine tanks of the air conditioning units. And then that there were shaped charges, there were small nukes, and those two buildings were nuked. And the chemicals in those fluorine tanks helped the explosion, helped direct it, so it would bring down the towers and not level three or four city blocks in New York City. VeteransToday.com, sports fans, look it up, read it. Bolin.com, www.bolin.com, read it. AE911, go to their website, read it. If you're not reading it, you're being lazy. It's the most important event in your life. We've been fed a bunch of BS. It is BS. And they've sharpened the tips of their pencil, all three of these sources, and you need to read all three of them. And like I said, I'll be dying to have AE engineers on our network. Where are you? Please join us. Thank you.
Pertaining to what you just said, George, I met Christopher Bolin, and folks, that's spelled B-O-L-L-Y-N, Christopher Bolin, actually at David Duke's house, which was my office at the time, back in 2005, I believe it was. And he stopped by with his wife, and he has done fabulous investigative work into 911. And here's a 9/11 tour overflow crowd at National Press Club presentation. So I need to go back and look at that. It's been a while since I looked at Christopher Bolin's work, but he is. And he also has great work on the USS Liberty, on ISIS, So he's got some very interesting stuff. But, pardon me. Oops, am I coughing like Hillary? Uh-oh.
You're deplorable, James.
My goodness. The creator of AE911truth.org, Richard Gage, he is an extraordinary individual, and he put his whole career on the line. He's a professional architect, you know, makes his living designing big buildings out of the Bay Area in San Francisco. So it's just an amazing feat to gather. Imagine if you set out, folks, to do this, that you were going to get a 2,628, not folks off the street, degreed and licensed professional working architects and engineers to sign a petition saying your government has lied to you, 9/11 was an inside job, and I like how George says it's maybe the most important event of our lifetimes. You know, and of course, every one of these architects and engineers is doing this completely politically incorrect, impermissible, deplorable. They're risking their careers, their livelihoods, because they have consciences and they're men of quality and women of quality. But Richard Gage has assembled these people, and what a feat it is. Now we've had to live through 8 years of Obama. Of course, there's been total silence about what happened on 9/11 during the Obama years. Utter total silence. The previous administrations were no better.
And but here it is on 9/11 anniversary. We never see a picture on TV of the buildings falling down or even have a documentary. It's total media blackout.
Oh, and by the way, George brings up an interesting point. You'll go read this on AE911truth.org. Richard Gage went out to a bunch of architects and engineers, prominent, very prominent ones, world famous, and he had a video clip of building number 7 collapsing. And he showed that clip of World Trade Center 7 collapsing at free fall speed, and he asked the architects and the engineers and professors, he asked them, okay, what did you just see? He didn't identify what it was. He just said, what do you think of this video? And they said, well, that's a very good controlled demolition. He said, well, what do you mean? Well, look at that. It's perfect. Perfect controlled demolition dropped straight down at free fall speed into its own footprint. Perfect job. And then Gage said, well, that's actually video from the attack on New York City on 9/11. And they said, come on, you're joking. What do you mean? What do you mean? I've never seen this building before. What are you talking about? This is not one of those too tall buildings. He said, no, that's not. This is right next to them. It's a 47-story building that came down 5 hours later all by itself.
It wasn't hit by nothing.
Wasn't hit by nothing. And you know what those architects and engineers said? You can watch it. You can see the video. They're stunned. It's really interesting to see their faces. They're stunned, and they're saying, oh, my God. You know, they're grasping the meaning of this. Like, you know, we've been hoaxed. You know, I've been had. You know, as a professional, this is an inside job. I see it's an inside job. And other architects and engineers, that's where Richard Gage has recruited these 2,628, not recruited is the wrong verb, inspired these other 2,628 to join him. And folks, this ain't over. This ain't going away. Whoever did this, whoever brought those buildings down, you know, it was not, a guy working out in the desert in Afghanistan, using his cell phone to call his buddies in Palm Beach, Florida, and then those two planes were not sufficient to bring down those buildings. And by the way, were they designed to take a hit by a jet airliner? Yes, specifically. They're specific. You know, in New York City, they've got jets going in at Idlewild and LaGuardia, JFK. They are designed that, you know, in the fog or something, a jet could hit this building and it's not going to fall down. They're indestructible. There's no way they can fall down. Imagine, you saw it. Imagine what would happen if a building like that fell down. A lot of people would die. And they did. So they're designed to be indestructible. And so there, you know, that's, I guess, if we can put that word out here on 9/11 and connect it with Donald Trump. And then where does the American Freedom Party fit in? Everybody in the American Freedom Party is onto this. And the American Freedom Party, you know, we'll do our little bit to always remind people about AE or 9/11 truth.
And Jamie, about 9/11, it's kind of a toss-up between either 9/11 or overrunning our country with third world immigrants. One of those two is, or maybe both together, is what makes the other side so hysterical in stopping Trump. Because either one of those things being reversed, it would reverse the entire world. The world would turn around and start spinning the other direction. If 9/11, the truth were known, that would be the biggest revolution in the history of the world.
And folks, after the break, George and I will connect the 9/11 terror to PNAC, the Project for a New American Century. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. rest of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell.
We're back, folks. We've only got a couple minutes left in the show. Thank you to everybody who's joined us. We've got a bunch of callers that are hung up on the line and are not going to be able to get in. George and I are going to wrap up the show. I want to apologize to Wes in Idaho. And let's see. I think we lost a little bit of – we lost a couple other people here. I want to apologize to you, Russ and Outlaw in Ohio. We lost you, and we'll give you a rain check for tomorrow's show. We'll be on from 9 to 10 p.m. We're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. with the Trump Phenomenon, Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time with the American Freedom Party Report. All these shows brought to you by the American Freedom Party. And where do you find us? At theamericanfreedomparty.us. Please go there. Please join the American Freedom Party. It's only $25. That doesn't hurt much. Theamericanfreedomparty.us. Let's connect one more dot here, George, and that is this. William Kristol, really one of the bad guys, one of the guys who's been sabotaging the Donald Trump campaign, and his buddy Robert Kagan. These two guys founded something called the Project for the New American Century, which they disbanded in 2006. Funny how they run away when we expose things. They've reopened it as something called the Foreign Policy Initiative that they opened in 2009. But here's a sentence from their project manifesto for the Project for the New American Century. This connects to 9/11. It says, further, the process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, this is the transformation they want, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. And then this is, I'm reading this off of antiwar.com. Their dream of a catalyzing event could not have been better actualized than in the events of 9/11, 2001. So Kagan and Kristol, they're dreaming. They want a new Pearl Harbor. Well, folks, what was 9/11? It was the Pearl Harbor. It was just like waking up on the morning of December 7th and hearing on your radio that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor. And America went to war instantly. That's what happened on 9/11. Was that engineered? That's the question. George, thank you. See you all again tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Right?
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.